Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, I have a very, very special person in my life that has joined me on a show, and she hasn't been on in a few years, and that's probably because I haven't really had many call-in shows with intuitive guests, but we reconnected recently, and I absolutely want to be able to share her with you. Her name is Mary Lazaro Back. She's the happy medium. And she comes to us from Connecticut, where she has experienced angels in spirit communication all her life. She has done readings for almost 30 years, most recently drawing during readings, so her clients have colorful work to take with them. And today she will also be drawing, and she does wonderful drawings of all of the guests, and I'll be posting that later on. Mary considers her intuition and psychic ability to be a happy side effect of her spiritual growth. She encourages us to be as open to our more subtle senses as we are to our five physical senses. You can find out more about Mary by visiting her website, which is maryback.com, and that's maryback.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So it's great to have Mary back. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Robert.
I couldn't resist. I'm doing great. How about you?
You sound great. Has it really been years? It doesn't seem that long, but I guess if you think about it.
It has. Yeah. I went back and checked. But I'm so happy that we reconnected and we're back in the swing of things, and I really want to. I do want to let those of you who are in the queue know that yes, Mary will be taking a question from callers. We're going to get to the calls shortly, as soon as Mary and I catch up a little bit on what she's been doing. So just hang in there, and we will get to those calls again very shortly. So, Mary, what has been going on since we talked? One of the things before we start, I think it was 2013, if I'm not mistaken. So I mean,
all right, well,
yeah.
Since that time, I am still working as an intuitive psychic. I'm still doing gallery readings once a month in a remarkable place called the Unicorn Meadow Farm here in Suffield, Connecticut. But in addition to that, I've also begun channeling. And after several years of being in the Archangel closet, I am finally able to come to terms with the fact that I am, in fact, working with a higher angel spirit. I'm working mostly with Raphael and Gabriel and Michael. Recently and more frequently, I channel Gabriel, which, you know, as an ex-Catholic makes me go, oh, my God, you're saying that out loud? But, yeah, I am. I finally got out of my own way. I got out of my own fear space. I got to a place where if this is what I've chosen to do in this lifetime, then I better just stop stalling and get on with it. So, I'm out of the psychic closet. I'm out of the Archangel closet. And, certainly it's not something I do willy-nilly. I connect. What happened was I was connecting more with my own guides in terms of reading and not so much hoping I do a lot of readings at a fair or at an event, but hoping that the people that need a reading can come to me and through the guidance of my guides be informed or comforted or given whatever it is they need, like whatever's next on their path. So in asking for that, in clarity and gratitude, I seem to have made some very strong connections. So that's something that we're doing today. Yeah, it is, being a little kid going, Archangels, aha! you know, it's a big scary thing, but as a person working in the spiritual realm, it's an honor. It is, it's quite, I think a lot of us are experiencing this now, upheavals and things, unexpected turns in our lives, where you look back and say, if someone had told me 10 years ago I'd be, you know, doing whatever it is you're doing now, you would be stunned, but here you are doing it, and it seems the most natural next step in your life. And I think there is, we're seeing this globally. We're not just seeing this in terms of political upheaval and of climate upheaval, but we're seeing in terms of emotional upheaval, in terms of looking at your life and reevaluating what really resonates with me, what do I take with me, what do I let go of. More recently than not, the people I've worked with have come into me with their very mixed feelings because, and this happens more than I can even tell you, that they're having an experience where a lifelong relationship is fraying and it seems to be going away. And when we talk about things, you know, you may have known her for 30 years, but you've only been friends for 10. You know, I've been friends with her all my life. Well, I've been friends with her for 30 years. Well, when did you meet? Well, middle school. Well, then you were really good friends from then, but not so much after college. Like, so basically, you're really good friends like 8 years, right? So not 30. So it's that kind of revelation when you realize that what you're holding on to is really smoke and you can let it go and move on. And when you do let go of old relationships, old entanglements, old belief systems, that's when the new ones can open up and flourish in your life. So that's kind of the headspace, spiritual space I've come into, and I don't know how close that was to where I was last we spoke, but that's where I am now. So there you have it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and I checked, it was April 2014, so a little over 2 years ago. So I was, but yeah. Well, you know that. I mean, yeah. You know the channeling of archangels. I know that. You know that. I'm sure was a. A surprise to you,
actually,
you know, and go ahead.
I was told about this several years ago, and I, of course, said, oh, there's no way I'm doing that. Absolutely not, no way. Because, you know, please, me? Why would I be talking to me? You know, but I peeled back the layers, you know, peeled back the layers of, you know, limitations from my prior experiences, limitations from my family of origin, limitations from my religion of origin. Once I released all those expectations of others and said, well, you know, the messages I'm getting, the writing I'm getting, the inspirations I'm getting, the thoughts I'm sharing, you know, they're getting in the cracks. So what would happen if I just opened this window and let it all come in? And it's nothing terrifying and nothing awful, and, you know, there's no repercussions. A lot of times we live in fears that have been placed over us, but they're not our fears. They're someone else's fear. We're holding for them. And I've begun more and more letting go of some of those things. You know, letting go of the old stories that control me, you know. But, yes, there they are. And so after I finally, like I said, I'm out of the archangel closet, it took me a long time to realize it was happening. It took me a longer time to articulate it to people I trusted. And then to now do it, you know, I'm on radio here, announcing to the planet, yes, by all means, I do channel archangels. But only because, you know, but if that's what I'm here to do, then that's what I'm here to do.
Right. Yeah. Well, see, you know, one of the, I think the most important, you know, parts of that is that, you know, one is, you know, overcoming the fear, recognizing, I mean, you basically become an example for others who are going through the same kind of awakening or opening kind of a process. So it's, it's kind of getting rid of the fears, getting rid of the why me, who me, you're talking
why
to me.
Why not me, you know what? Who do you think you are? I don't think I'm anybody. I'm just, you know, but evidently I'm here to do. It's how people suddenly, you know, sometimes midlife you decide the corporate world is not what you want to do and you start volunteering for the Peace Corps. Or, you know, my husband went from working in retail and now he's been a nurse for 5 years. I mean, there are changes in your life, in your career, in your marital status, in where you live. Why shouldn't there be changes in what you're conducting spiritually? And I mean that, pun intended, because, you know, conducting spiritual energy is, you know.
A little pun there. Go ahead.
What I've found most consistently, and here's a little something for your listeners. This is what you do. You find a nice, clean jar. I don't care if it's mayonnaise or pickles, a nice, clean, empty jar that you can see through. And then you put a label on it and you write limitations on the jar and you put it someplace you can see. I think I may have talked about this long time ago, but I found recently that more people say, hey, you're not just crazy, it really works. I'm like, no, I'm not just crazy, it does work. You put the jar label limitations, say, in your kitchen shelf or where you make your coffee in the morning. And every day you go downstairs, start your day, and you look, yep, I got no limitations. And you put the jar back on the shelf. And what happens is, you know, certainly if you want to put in limitations, if you want to put in, I can't afford it, or if you want to put in, I'm too old, or nobody will believe me, you put those limitations in all you want. You can speak them into the jar, you can write them down on paper, but it's up to you to decide what your limitations are. And if you're like me and decide that I don't want any and I won't have them and I have a jar here and clearly it's empty because today I have no limitations, and you go into your world in a little fearless place, and you stop thinking of yourself as having limitations. You start seeing possibilities everywhere. And a woman I worked with, you know, she used to laugh at me. Oh, you're just a kook. I'm like, ha, how come I'm happier than you are? You know, but, and it's one of my relatives, a young man who's with autism. He said, this is great. Can I have one? I'm like, you can make one. So it's little by little. It's getting out there, but yeah, why should you have limitations? And the only one to put them on you is you. So
Yeah, very much. Yeah, a couple of people in the chat room like that idea, and I have a feeling there will be a few more limitations jars being created sometime later today.
And it does sound simplistic and be like, oh, how could that pop? It can work. Down in my little studio, I have my grandmother's pasta pots, and there are various different labels like dried flowers, extra penguins, you know, things to work on. And one is labeled limitations. And when I go down there, I say, yep, still empty. I got no limitations. So.
Yeah, great. I have a question. With the channeling of the archangels, do you recognize, is it like a very distinct, different kind of energy that you get? And with that, is the information that you get, I want to say high level, is it kind of, you know, or is the information practical or things that people can kind of, you know, apply to their life?
It's what happened was I was doing readings, gallery readings, and what I was finding was more often than not I was getting similar messages. I was getting similar messages about how to say how to pray or how to regard one's spiritual guidance. And it came to me more often than not that even as I hear myself saying these words, I knew they weren't my words. So I believe that, you know, it's not like it used to be in the 80s when someone was going into full trance channel where they'd be grimacing,
mm-hmm.
and their faces, their voices would change radically. It's a different kind of thing. It's more subtle than that. It's where people have said that when I'm channeling, my voice gets lower, it slows down. And what I'm saying, it's as if someone's standing very close to you and mm-hmm. saying the words, but not... It's as though the words that are coming into your mind are coming freely, and they're clear thoughts, and they're whole thoughts, and they're very profound but very simple lessons,
mm-hmm.
and consistently when it's happening to me, I feel as though I am standing backstage, but performing at the same time. It's hard to explain. I don't feel as though I'm being pushed aside or any kind of a force coming through. It's simply that I'm being allowed to know what to say next, and pretty soon I'm just hearing myself say these things.
Okay.
Okay. You want to do that now? We can do that now if you'd like, but or not.
Well, why don't we go ahead? I mean, let's go ahead and we can say, how about if we save that? We'll deal with.
Yeah, it feels as though there's like a general, you know, sometimes there's a general, not announcement, but a general message for
mm-hmm.
the gathered ones. Yeah, he's here.
Okay, well, you know what?
Okay, we're good.
I mean, do you want to do that?
Let's take some
after
calls.
We take calls?
Yeah,
why don't we take some
calls
first?
Final blessing or something.
And then, Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
okay,
and too long, Slice.
I know, it's nice. Now we have to kind of let the people know about Slice and RB. So
Mary
and I
first met.
Yeah.
I explained the way, the connectivity of it all, that there's only one of us. That my friend who was an atheist, you know, he's like the raisin. Saying he doesn't believe in the raisin bread. There's no God. There's nothing connecting us. I'm like, well, yeah, there is. There's all this raisin bread. You know, for me, it seems like you're either aware of your connectivity or you're not. You know, so I always said it was like, you know, it's like the raisins think they're individuals, but they don't realize they're part of the raisin bread. They're part of something greater than just their little raisin selves. So you began calling me Raisin Bread Mary. So I began calling you Slice. Because you're like, not a bit right. of the old block, but a good slice of the old loaf.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I remember way back when I was in a Waffle House and I happened to have some raisin bread, so I'm going to snap a picture and send it to Mary. Yeah,
like,
so,
someone sent me a picture of toast.
Really?
You know?
Exactly.
So
yeah, but you know, that's,
also
I mean...
spiritual and serious, you know, it's not. It's, you know, it's a blessing,
yeah.
It's words.
Yeah, but that I always remember liking that description, you know, because I mean it really does, you know, bring to it's a very clear visual of recognizing, you know, where one might feel that they're separate,
mm-hmm.
yet there is something holding it all together that you may not be aware of. So
right, or you're so much of it, you're so used to seeing all this nothing, you think it's nothing, but it's certainly something. There's oxygen here, there's chemicals here, there's emotion, there's energy. And I think science is beginning to back this all up. But, yeah, I find I tend to, when I explain things, metaphor comes a lot into play. I'm given images a lot that, you know, explain, like the raisin bread, like the bucket
yeah.
of water. When you still your waters, when you are completely calm and still, you can see what you need to see. But otherwise, it's like trying to catch a reflection in the bucket when you're shaking the bucket. You cannot see clearly. Until you
yeah,
still the
exactly.
Things like that.
Exactly.
They're just
yeah.
very real life, non-tech, very simple ways of explaining
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And as Jules says in the chat room, we're all raisins in the bread of life. So
there you go, baby cake.
But, all right. Well, why don't we go ahead and let's start taking callers here.
Bring them on, yeah.
Okay, bring them on. All right. The first caller that I have is Donna, and she's calling from California. Oh, before we start, I do want to let everybody know that you do
the rule?
Little crayon drawings. Oh, yeah, well,
yeah
you
I
do the rule, too. But you do little crayon drawings.
I do.
So, and,
that's my shtick.
And it's your stick. And now, each time, sometimes ahead of theme, is do we have any theme for today?
I have
yet,
grapes.
Or no?
Right now, there's some great big
great.
Purple, luscious circles. And I seem to have green vines and grapes. So you are a grape now, my dear. And, you know, that's another one of my little images for lives and lifetimes. But, you know, bubbles and. Don't start me on the soap.
Well, I just.
Okay.
I just had a whole bunch before we started here. Literally,
that's
I mean, I just bought, at the grocery today bought a bunch of grapes, took
that's
them off
weird.
The, you know, it is just weird. Okay,
that's
alrighty. Weird. So, yeah. Oh, and then the one rule about
the
man and will he come back?
He's not coming back. He's not. Don't please. If that's your question, hang up because it's no. I promise you, he is not coming back. You are well rid of him. The next one will make you so much happier. And if you're not happy on your own, then don't worry about the next one. Work on your own joy. Be your own solidly happy person. Be complete. And then you will find the loving mate. It's not, so if
absolutely.
You're going to ask me, is he coming back? And I've had people ask me this question so many different ways. And asking it different ways, different ways to try to get a different answer. But no, he's not coming back, and you're well rid of him. Move on, next question.
Yep, take the hint. Okay, all right. So now we got our rules and everything out of the way. Let's go ahead and get started. The first caller that I have is Donna calling from California. Hello, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. You both seem like very happy people, so this is wonderful. What I wanted to ask you, I'm not working right now. I would like a part-time job, maybe taking care of people or something like that, and or a windfall. I'm usually very lucky. My sister and her family experienced a tragedy in their family with their young son dying, so I wanted to move them up to where I live so mm-hmm. that they can be more in nature and closer to their daughter and all. So I am trying to manifest money, and I do a lot of meditation and walking at the beach and all, and I wanted to know what you were picking up on this, please, Mary.
All right, a couple of things. One is that your employment situation resolves itself very soon and without a lot of fuss and fanfare. It's just almost like, you know, you turn over a rock, oh, there it is. There's that key I lost. You know, it's something as though it's just a very casual mention by someone to something else. Things fall into place, and bam, you're comfortable, and that's a good thing. As far as your family, as well-intentioned as a move, it feels like a move for them right now is not something that they – it seems they need to heal there as a family and be used to – their life without this child in the place where they're used to living. It feels as though it might be good in the long run for them to be closer to other relatives, but it feels as though this family needs to be together and grieve together and to experience what their life is like without this child. And so when they, I mean, they're never going to, you're never going to be the same, certainly, and the grief of a child's mm-hmm. loss is, you know, probably the greatest we can think of. But it feels as though, you know, to move, it would almost give them the false idea that it's going to be better when they get there, and they won't be out running it. You know, it'd still be with them, and it mm-hmm. might even be harder to deal with it in a place that this child never was. As mm-hmm. painful as memories can be in a home, the memories are there, the energy is there, and sometimes, you know, that can be a comfort. So, you know, ultimately, a year or two from now, a move might be both beneficial, but I would say, you know, let the dust settle there first for them. And that's a.
May I ask you real quick if someone's coming into my life? I don't know if you answer those kind of questions because it's been years now where I've not had a companion love relationship. I have worked on myself. I am very content with myself, but I would like to share times with someone.
Well, yeah, this is. It feels like Robert and I were talking about earlier. There's a big upheaval coming, but for you, it's a good upheaval. It's a big change. It's the, and I would encourage you to keep doing exactly what you're doing, which is living your life and being on your path, because it's when you are on your path that you will meet the partner who is also on your path. You know, I can say this from my own personal experience that, you know. You could, sure, if you want to join a theater company to meet people, try it. But if you're going to join a theater company to meet people, chances are you're not going to meet people. Join a theater company because you love theater. Same thing with hiking clubs. Same things with tennis. Same thing with anything else you might do. If you do something for the love it brings into your life, the joy it brings you, then by all means pursue it. But if you're looking for an outlet to meet people while you're off on these paths looking for someone, you're not on your path, mm-hmm. which is where your person mm-hmm. will be. And I can say this, let me tell you this little story. Certainly mm-hmm. after my divorce, which came as a great shock to me in my system, my cousins are, come on, you got to get out there. I'm like, out where exactly? Out where? I'm like, that's okay, really. The cats and I are fine watching movies on Saturday nights, and my cousins and my friends come over for dinner on Sunday nights, so if God wants me to meet him, he'll send him over. Well, I met my husband in my kitchen. Okay? So I was not looking for anybody, trust me. I was staying home doing my own thing, my own way, for my own joy and my own comfort, and we've been married 7 years now.
Wow.
That's my story. So I'm truly telling you the absolute truth. Skip joyfully on your path, and that's where you'll be inevitable.
Yes. Oh, good. Okay.
There you go.
So keep doing what you're doing because you are on the right path. And as I said, the job situation, it's almost like effortless is what it feels like. The job will just be there, and you'll walk into it.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah,
well, thank
every
you,
morning,
Mary.
Sounds great.
You're very welcome. So every morning, just wake up in abundance and say, wow, another day in paradise. I'm so grateful for myself and this life and to the people I love. And certainly, continue to send love to your family, especially in the loss of this child. But I wouldn't rush them to do something.
Okay.
You know, Because, you know, there's natural healing that needs to take place. When they're ready to move on, trust me, they will.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Donna. Happy, happy, happy.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Donna. Yeah, I like that story of you and your husband, and it was one of
mm-hmm.
those things where you talked about, you know, just do what it is that you love, you know, and
yeah,
and he yeah, and he
and
came
believe,
to you, so
and if and yeah, he just you know he was in my there he was right in the way, you know, no really if you're truly on your path and doing what you said, and if you truly believe, and some of us do, that you've come here with an agenda, with a list of things that you're supposed to be doing, and what you came here to succeed at. I mean, the other thing is too, you came here to succeed. No one says I'm going to go to Earth and really screw up. No one says that. Everyone comes here to succeed. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now we're going to go from California, we're going to go to Florida, and this is Julia. Julia from Florida. Hello, Julia.
Hello, Julia from Florida. Hello.
Hello there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yay. Well, my mic wasn't working when Robert picked up the first time, so I was like, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. We should make a commercial. Anyway.
Okay. Well, it's funny because I too went through a divorce after over 30 years of marriage and sort of rebooting. So now I'm Jules 2.0.
There you go.
My second half of my life starting over here. So basically what I was calling for is I'm looking to relocate. After my divorce, I came to stay with my mom while I sort of, you know, get my poop in a group and move forward. So I'm wanting to find a place, and I live in, like, Central Florida, and I want to move to the Gulf Coast, the western side, to be closer to the water, because I just, that's, like, my happy place. So I was hoping for some guidance around when that might be coming about for me.
Here's something, and I tell you this out of not fear, but of just the information I've been getting from various different places and is often corroborated. Don't head toward the ocean because the ocean's heading toward us.
Oh.
there are, you know, not just the dire predictions of, oh, New York's going to be a submerge, but there are actually places like now in parts of Alaska where people and villages have to relocate because they're literally being carved out by the tides and by the rising of the ocean. And I have, over the last 3 years especially, been getting information both channeled from other people and other sources, both spiritual and just scientific, that the coastlines are not the best places to be, especially now as the storms are getting more and more violent and more gigantic and causing more and more damage. I am not advising anyone to move closer to the water. Myself, I'm a beach bum, and I would love nothing better than to just, you know, retire to a little shed by the ocean and paint and watch the sunset. But no. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Relocating would be a good thing for you to do toward, I'm seeing deciduous trees, so maybe not to Florida. Are you considering even further up the coast? Say, I'm getting like Virginia, West Virginia.
Oh.
I'm feeling as though you are not just higher off sea level, but also more among trees, more among shade, more like I want to sink gratefully into the earth and its coolness. You know, it feels to me as though you're going to be more around outdoors in a comfortable place where there's sunlight through the trees, and trees are more dense, more like forest, not so much palm trees. I see you more toward deciduous areas. You know, as lovely as palm trees are and as beautiful as Florida can be, I feel like you're moving more toward, you know, the Mid-Atlantic area. And again, I'm seeing trees, like as though, you know, the backyard almost has too much shade, but you love it because it's shady, it's cool, it's a different kind of connection with the outdoors and the earth.
Okay.
Would this be, hold on,
this
feels like it might be associated with a job move. Are you working for a place that would maybe send you to another location or an opportunity to go to another location?
I'm not actually working now, but that is on the plan of what I'm going to do next. So,
well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Don't shy away, then, from employment that might require you to move, you know, out of state or up further, because I'm very, I don't want to say fixed on it, but I feel very strongly as though you are in a wooded area, and where you are is a quiet place, not far from, you know, a city, but enough removed so that you walk out at night and you see stars and you can hear the sound of, you know, the wooded area behind your house, not so much traffic as the woods.
Okay.
But deciduous,
well,
definitely deciduous trees is what I'm getting. Definitely deciduous trees. Okay?
Okay.
I don't mean to malign the fair state of Florida, but, you know, this is
okay.
what I'm getting.
Well, something that's, you know, like my daughter lives in Kansas City, Kansas. Does that have any feel one way or the other? Or
no.
It's definitely East Coast?
No, I'm getting more toward West Virginia. I keep feeling that I'm seeing like in green letters, West Virginia. You know, I'm feeling I feel like there's a like almost abutting a national park. You know, where you'd have it'd be like a really. I feel like you need a quieter area is what I keep feeling, and that's where I keep getting the darkness of the shade, and the overlapping of the trees, but still the sun coming through in little rays and dabbles. It feels like you are, and maybe this isn't something you have any notion to do, but it just feels as though this kind of shady environment, this cooler area, this different energy, is more akin to what your next level will be. But yeah, it feels like I'm in, you know, I feel like there's a, I don't even know the area and its national parks, but it feels as though this might be a property well where the development backs up to the national park, so you'll always have this quiet area behind you where you know there's not going to be development occurring in your neighborhood, where you know that, you know, at night you can see stars and the silence is comforting to you and not scary.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is one of the areas that, you know, when you think about places you would like to live, that is has been one of the things that I, you know, if I can't have the water, I would like to back up to a park or you know, something like that. So yeah, that's like, you know, my second choice if I can't.
No,
have
you
the
know,
water.
my first choice, even to my husband, I don't care if it's hospice. I gotta spend two weeks living on the beach. You know,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm really joking my life that for some reason I can't do it. And even now, there's a woman I know who channels, and every so often I'll say, "Yep, that's the beach house." She goes, "Not yet. Stop it. Not yet. People think settle down for it." I'm like, "All right.
Yeah.
I don't mention going to the beach with her anymore because she gets so really because people who have been working with spirit and working on where they need to be supportive of others in different areas for earth changes. It's kind of a well-known fact that you don't want to be anywhere below sea level because it's going away, you know.
Yeah.
And that could be not like tomorrow, but, you know, look at what's happening in our states between droughts and fires and then flash floods and you know, 2 feet of rain in 6 days, or, you know, it's just unpredictable.
Yeah.
It is really unpredictable.
Yeah.
Look at Japan. Japan moved 6 inches, you know.
Well, the mountain sounds like
just be open to it. It feels like a really good move for you, and it feels as though you can expand more. It's like you're breathing, not just breathing air, but breathing more energy and vitality into your life, because now you'll be finding work that is truly meaningful for you. Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay,
well, thank you
Have
so
fun.
Much.
You're welcome. So much.
Sounds like a good exploratory road trip is in the works.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're
okay,
welcome. Okay.
Luck.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Mary. I want to take a few minutes to screen a few more callers, and then when we get back, we'll jump right in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there, or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage.
Yeah.
We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., and we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide: books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, I do appreciate your support, and I do want to let you know that I have just now added my 2017 calendars. I know it's a little bit early, but they're a wonderful group of nature photos that I've taken that's now available on the website, so yeah, you can check them out too. So, and again, I do appreciate you supporting our guests, and today our very special guest is Mary Lazaro Back. Again, you can find out more by visiting her website, which is maryback.com, and that's MaryBach.com. And again, there is a direct link to that website in the show page description. And Mary has a wonderful Etsy store, or Etsy store, which, how is it pronounced, Mary?
I say Etsy. You say Etsy, I say Etsy. Doesn't matter.
Tomato, tomato. But anyway, yeah, you have some wonderful products there. And I think that didn't you also say that you were starting to do certain something for the people who are elderly?
I've been working. I was a special ed teacher for 29 years and spent a lot of time working with children and occupational therapists to work on things like sensory integration using weighted toys, putties of different strengths, different things that engage the person in mobility of the fingers. So what I've started doing, especially when my own mother had Alzheimer's, I noticed her frequent picking up and fondling of things that were textured, whether they were terry cloth, whether they were gift bags with satiny handles. So I've been making a series of toys that are age appropriate. You know, a woman who's been a judge for 20 years, you don't want her having a Disney princess beanbag. You want her to have something made of velvet and tapestry that she can still work with, that's weighted and has a textural interest that she requires, but without it being something that seems juvenile. I think a lot of our elders need to have manipulative toys that are similar to things like we'd give our children, like Dressy Bessie or, other kinds of beanbags. The problem is no one's making these for elders. So I've run into people recently, and I've been making objects and toys and pillows and various different objects that have a texture differences, weight differences, using different scents, using different, having enough interest going on. I've had parents of autistic children buy my things. I've had people with adults with Alzheimer's. I've also had people who are saying adults with autism also, resonate well with some of the things I've provided. So I make them by hand. I sell them with love. I offer them for sale, usually at a local art show that I do once a year, but I'm putting more on Etsy. And I find that, I find people I know myself who have, other things, they find it comforting to have a little weighted toy in their pocket or, something they keep on their desk. But, we all touch things. We all have our own ways of getting our physical and sensory integration. But some of them, you want to keep it appropriate for their age and station. So.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's, I found that that is so, there's so much need for that. So for any of you listeners out there who have parents, you know, that would benefit from that, definitely contact Mary. I mean, like she said,
I do custom work for that. Last Christmas,
great.
I worked with a woman and we ended up making her mother-in-law a velvet sphere that had pine needles inside. So it had a really soft, engaging texture, but the scent, too, was present for her. It was very well received. So back to the callers.
Great.
Bring them on.
Wonderful. Okay, so we'll go back to the callers. Okay, the next one we have calling from Chicago is Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Karen. I'm great. What's up?
My question is that I recently, I'm looking for a job, and I started working with a friend of mine who, as a freelance writer, but it seems like the work is drying up with him, and I'm just wondering if you see something else more permanent coming along.
It feels as though that the friend is a friend and it's good sense. I think the work is drying up too, because sometimes a working relationship isn't as beneficial as a friendship is. So that's okay.
Right.
It's kind of like a little kick in the pants from the cosmos saying, not this, keep moving. Do you have your own website at this time?
I have a vendor. I just set up like my own business card, my own vending. I'm not my own website, but I'm starting to set up things.
This feels right. This feels good. It feels as though you, on your, I mean, it's sometimes it's easier when you're starting off on your own to work with someone else you know or can rely on or who's been successful. And that inclination, I have it myself, to find someone else to like, kind of like, almost like be the grown up and we'll walk you through it. But I think you have the skills and the organization, especially, and the intent and intention and good energy with you to do that, to put yourself out there. A website would be the next thing, I feel like, a presence. If you have a local presence as well, like an agency or a store through which people can access your flyers, because it really feels like you're the sort of up and coming person who gets lots of good word of mouth, and as you go along, the ideas will occur to you, and I'll try this, I'll try that, and trust your intuition. Ask yourself, is this the best possible thing for me? And you'll get, the feeling of yes or no, and then you can proceed. Also, if you haven't used some, like, kinesiology I would go up, look up on our friend Google, look up kinesiology.
Okay.
It's usually done with medical people to access the truth in your body, but certainly those of us it's instead of using a pendulum, instead of flipping a coin, it's not random, but it's a true belief. Your body knows the truth, and so if you can establish a kinesthetic outline for yourself of accessing yes or accessing no, you'll be able to rely more and more on your own intuition, your own body's truth and insight into what you should do. You feel very successful to me. Very successful.
Did he not like my work, or
nothing like that. It's simply, sometimes we're on the swings go out of sync. You're still having fun, you still like each other, but you're out of sync. It feels as though what you are doing is not, you won't be pulling your full focus on that, trying to do the things where his focus is too. It's not a bad thing, it's just, you don't put lemon into ice cream, it doesn't work.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with lemon. Yeah. Nothing wrong with ice cream. Sometimes things don't work out together, and that's okay. Don't think anything poorly of the friendship or feel down about that. That's solid, but, you're in a different direction. That's okay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. I'll just keep going. Okay. Sounds good.
There you go.
Thank
you.
No limits. Thank you so
much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye. All right, you definitely want to make it a tasty combination, right?
But yeah, no limits, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about this, Karen. Okay.
Good, Karen.
Thanks.
Oh, and Yeah, again, I do want to, you know, people in the chat room were asking about the picture, and I told them that, you know, you'll send it to me, and I'll post it on Facebook. So,
right.
So people who are connected
right.
to me with Facebook, you can join me there, and you'll be able to see it there. And also, I'll put it on the rotating pictures for this show, so if people want to go back to the archives, they can see it. So you
yes.
can see what kind of grape you were, where you were in the bunch.
Where are you in the cluster, right?
Okay. All right. Well, the next caller we have, again from California, is Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine. Catherine with a K or Catherine with a C?
K.
Okay, thank you. All right. What can I do for you?
I am interested in working with Metatron, and I was wondering if you have any messages from him. And
Metatron. Okay, hold on.
I like, you know, a sacred geometry and things like that.
So here's something. Do you have a quiet place where you could sit and write? Because it feels
yeah.
as though... All right, Metatron. There's something on there. Yeah, it feels as though... This is an opportunity for you to be in contact with Metatron on your own on a daily basis.
Mm.
This feels as though if you can settle yourself in a part of the morning that has things that have not picked up yet, or in the evening before you're too tired, it feels as though you might ask a question and then wait, and then the words will form and you can just write them. It won't be automatic writing in that he moves your hand, but an automatic writing in though is you write a question and just wait, the reply will come to you and you'll just write it down as if you're being dictated.
Mm.
Okay, this is time. You, my dear, don't need to talk to a psychic. You can go straight to the source and get your clear information from Metatron himself.
Nice.
He for me, I don't know how you see him, but for me, he's presenting as a very not scary, but very distinct and broad energy, very strong, very looks formidable. It's like that great big booming voiced uncle that if you didn't know he was nice, you'd be scared of him. Yeah, Metatron has. But yeah, I would encourage you very much to come out of the Archangel closet, my dear, because you're one of us, and it's okay for you to write his words that he speaks to you.
Nice.
It
are
is.
There
nice.
Colors that I can work with? I'm very color oriented, so
well,
like
as
to get
I say,
me in
I'm
touch.
Getting him. I'm getting him as orange, and with these great golden wings behind him. You don't worry about the physical stuff because what he's going to sense. You know, you may feel more comfortable. You know, certainly if you feel after you've written that you want to draw, by all means, dig into the Crayolas. But, you know, you don't need that. It's more esoteric than that. But that's okay. We're three-dimensional people. We like our things in three dimensions. And that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
He gets that. But it's time for you to stop denying, like they did for me, stop denying that you have this intimacy with this angel because, you know, they're right there. Right there. So find a lovely book or make one yourself with pictures you like on the covers. But settle down and don't be afraid and enjoy the fact that this is part of why you came here. Okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank
you
very
much.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. Now that was Catherine with a K from California.
Right.
Now we have back-to-back Catherines.
Good.
I don't know how this happened, but sometimes that works. And
that
this Catherine is from New York. And I don't know if it's
K,
Catherine
right?
with a K or C. Hello, Catherine.
The
bottom of the K doesn't give a damn.
I'm sorry, what?
Hello, Catherine. Oops, wait a minute. We had a problem with the... operator error here.
That's
all right. So let me go to Catherine from New York. Okay, Catherine, we got you there.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and it is with a C.
Oh, great. Okay.
With
a
C.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I write the first in the little bubble or the grape, whatever, so I just want to make sure I get you spelled right. Okay, what can I do for you, Catherine?
I'm thinking I made a choice to partner up with a gentleman, and I was wondering how you see it going. I'm also similar to the other caller where I asked for the decision in a dream, and it came through as a yes. His name starts with an R. He's an Aquarius, so I'm wondering if you could confirm that for me.
Oh, yeah, without doubt, yes. This is a good thing. This is
oh,
so
great.
Cute. You get answer in a dream and you're asking me.
Well,
that's
I'm
so
new
flattered.
To that.
Right.
You know,
well,
I like
thing.
I usually, yeah, yeah.
You can
sorry,
trust, you can, if you're asking a question
mm-hmm.
and you get an answer, chances are that's good. You know, if you're asking,
okay.
especially, the way it works is we have free will and they know it. And so they can't really help us out unless we ask for help. And you've done that, and you've asked for help, and you've gotten the answer. And you're feeling confident about this. Isn't it feeling good?
It is. It is feeling good, yeah. Yeah, because I was kind of, like, in a moment of indecision there about it. That's why, like, it took me a long time. I was really, like, overthinking it and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know what, too? We're so... Oh, my God, what if this happens? What if this, you can't imagine
uh-huh.
being so happy. How could we imagine success? We're so used to imagining despair, and we're so used to that, how it feels. It's familiar, right? What do you do with
mm-hmm.
success? I don't know how to do that. What? How do you know? Yeah, I fought off getting married for like 2 years, before I finally agreed, all right, I'll get married. The kids are all for it. Paul was all for it, and I was balking. I'm like, listen. The only way you can afford being divorced again ever is never to get married again, ever. But it feels to me like what I'm getting is like these little blossoms, these little yellow blossoms with a blue center, that this is, you know, you're different plants, but you're the same species. You know, you
oh,
grow
nice.
Well together, and you don't hog each other's light or space or water. That you are planted well in good soil, and you should flourish. It's a long space between you, of course. But, you know, you are similar stock, and you'll go well together is what I'm getting, definitely.
Oh, excellent.
So,
excellent.
So just, you know, enjoy it and be grateful and recognize this joy and remember how it feels. Because, you know, as things go on and you know, I don't want to say familiarity breeds contempt, but there's certainly, you know, as, you know, you get to know each other, the stuff that was so charming gets to be annoying, but you have this sense of flourishing well. So, yeah, enjoy that and bless it and remember what it feels like and come back to it. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
May I ask, like, a little side note to that?
Sure, I'm here. Here.
I'd like to play a role in this project. I wonder if you see that happening. There's a different, like, I created it, and I also, you know, want to be one of the moving parts, so to speak. So you see that.
Can you hear me? Because I just lost you guys.
Yes.
Okay, there you are. Okay. What it feels like is, and let this one go. It's like a pebble you dropped in the water, and the ripples are going to go off, but you're not part of the ripples because you have other pebbles to drop. So let this go. It's okay. Don't feel
okay.
dismayed or betrayed or over any way. It's sometimes you just drop a pebble, and that's your job, and you've done it well, and move on. There are other pebbles you need to drop.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
thank
very
you
welcome,
so very
Kathy.
Much. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy your
thank
garden.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And bless
you
for all the work you do with the...
Thank
Oops,
you,
sorry
my
about
dear.
That.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't
okay.
mean to cut her off.
Cut her. Yeah, it's like, whoa, suddenly I'm hanging here in space. Slice, where are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Time for another one?
Let's see here. Yeah, actually we do. And is it okay if we run over just a little bit?
Honey, you can go over. Here's the deal. My daughter, whom I have not seen in 2 weeks, is arriving back from her travels today. First it's supposed to be at 5, then it's like closer to 6. So we have time.
Okay,
so I was
okay,
afraid that she'd be coming in as we were talking. I was like, no, but now she's not coming in to 6. So you can have me. Sure, we can go on.
Perfect. Great. Okay. Well, this next call is Anna from New York. Hello, Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Hi. Yes. I have a question. Also, do you see me working? Somebody called me for art classes, but I'm also looking for an art therapy job. I also work with special needs and autism,
mm-hmm.
and looking actually to get my license and in a place, in a school. I just see myself working with this population, but so far I haven't found anything.
What it feels like to me, it's not like a public school. It feels like it's an agency, a private agency. It feels like,
okay,
you know, you are a perfect fit, and not just, do you know what it feels like to me? It feels as though you are on the path to be with a certain population of people who are predestined to be there with you. I mean, it's like you've agreed in your karmas to work together. So it's going to be a very powerful but very pleasing and very rewarding situation,
okay,
where you feel as though, you know, it's a glove fit, you know, it's just exactly, the pay is fine, the people are lovely, the setting, everything about it, you feel like you've finally walked into, like, it's almost like you're like, am I dreaming, because it's just what you need.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I really feel as though you have a really good intuition about yourself. I think that you have more intuition than you realize, or that it's just something that's been so natural for you, you haven't seen it as being intuition, just, you know, just how you are. I just get it, you know, you just get it. But that's probably why, too, you resonate so well with these other populations, because you're picking up on energetic needs and energetic communications from them that others don't always get. It's not about behavior modification, it's about meeting them where they are. And I really feel very strongly about that, that somewhere in your past there have been people who have been judgmental and who have looked at what they see and don't rely on what they feel. And what you do is you have this beautiful open-heartedness which allows you to connect with people on a heart level. And once you've made that connection, even though there may be peculiarities or there may be differences or miscommunications along the line, what maintains is this connection you have with your heart. So I would say, if you don't already meditate, begins a sort of meditation or a regular process by which you activate your chakras, that you cleanse them, that you balance them, that you protect yourself from energies that would be not good for you. But I think that you're in a good, strong spiritual place. Your heart, like I said, is in the right place. And you do have this beautiful aura of acceptance. You know, it's like you're that beautiful, warm, fuzzy sweater everyone wants to use. You know, it's like it's like you know that sweater. It's in the back of the rocking chair on the porch or something. You know, it's that lovely, lovely, fuzzy, pink mohair throw that everyone wants because it's just so soft and lovely. You're like that. Your energy is a beautiful, it's a, just a beautiful energy, and people resonate to that. And I think that's why you are so successful the way you are, because you don't have to be intellectually matched or, you know, social, economically matched. You can simply be in a room with whomever is there and you have a heart connection with them. And where that connection is, communication and progress follows.
Do you see
very
this?
Good soul.
I'm a very good soul.
You're a very good soul. Thank you for being here, because this is hard work, and you choose it, and you choose it well. Yeah.
So you think it's going to come from this agency sometime this year, or?
Yeah, I see it like a building. It's like one level. Therefore, it's accessible. It seems to be brownish on the outside. I see trees behind it. You know,
there was a school that I was really interested in, but I don't know why they don't. They said the position has been filled, but it's still posted on their website. It was at a school.
That's summer. No one's changed the website yet. If it's been filled, chances are. No, it feels like a private agency. It doesn't feel like public school at all. In fact, it feels as though because it's a private agency, you know, you can be hired and even working before the full licensure goes through because, you know, they're not bound by the rules of public school.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
You're welcome, Anna. Good luck.
Okay. All right. Okay, my goodness. Well, this has been an hour, jam-packed hour here.
Yeah, we did six so far. I'm running out of grapes. Okay, who's next?
Great. Well, okay, so do you still want to like do a channel message, or are you kind of, should we go ahead and just end it like this? Is this okay?
Well, whatever you'd like to do, Slice. You know, I don't know if we're allowed to stay on longer, or if we're not, that's okay. We can we can do a quick blessing if we're out. You know, whatever
yeah.
you need.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? A wonderful quick blessing to close the show. I think it would be great.
Okay. All right then. Hold on. Well, good greetings to those who listen to the sound of this vibration and this energy and this voice which reaches you in gladness and joy. Continue to be connected one to the other, not just through the words in the air, but also through the vibration of your hearts. Connect with each other across time and space. Send blessings out with every beat of your heart. Bring in the goodness of the earth. Bring in the beauty of the heavens. And send these things out from you in strong waves of healing and love to all that reach and all that can feel and hear the beating of your heart. And send these joyful energies out in healing to those around you, further than even you can imagine. And blessings be upon all of you. Okay?
Well, that's perfect. That's a wonderful message. Well, thank you very much for your time, RB. We definitely have to do this a little bit more often, you know.
I would like that very much.
Again, everybody in the chat room really enjoyed speaking with you, hearing your sweet voice, as they say, which I agree completely. And so anyway, we'll keep in touch. And then again, for those of you listening, if you had a reading, or if you just want to see the picture that Mary drew, you can, if you're connected with me on Facebook, I'll have it up there as soon as we get it. And it'll also, again, be put in the photo rotation on the archive link for today's show. So, again, Mary, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Robert. Namaste.
You're very welcome. Namaste. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Mary Lazaro Back. And you can find out more by visiting her website, which is marybach.com, MaryBach.com. And again, there is a direct link to her website in the show page description. And from there, you can visit her Etsy site and also book private readings with her. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BITERADIO.ME. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.